Welcome back, everybody. This is Rick Pettigrew with a sneak peek at our top news stories from this past week of Archaeologica. Send us feedback on the Archaeology Channel Facebook page or post a message on our social networking site, ArchaeoSeek. A unique pyramid in Kazakhstan now is dated to the Bronze Age and appears to reflect a horse cult. Cattle from Africa now appear to have arrived in the Americas a century earlier than previously thought. A site in Albania now has the distinction of being the oldest lakeside stilt village in Europe. And a 300,000-year-old jawbone found in China might be from a previously unknown human lineage. Thanks to everyone for supporting our subscription platform Heritage Broadcasting Service, available at heritagetac.org. We now have hundreds of titles you can binge upon on Roku. Please help us spread the word. Again, that link is heritagetac.org. Our tour program, TAC Tours, will continue this year, including a tour of Andean sites in Peru in October. You can still join us. The link to our tour program is at archaeologychannel.org/tours. And now here's Laura Kennedy with the audio news from Archaeologica. We hope you find this to be a valuable part of your day.
Welcome to the audio news from Archaeologica. I'm Laura Kennedy, and these are the headlines in archaeological and historical news for August 6th through the 12th, 2023. We begin this week in Kazakhstan, where archaeologists have uncovered a 4,000-year-old pyramidal structure from the Bronze Age. The structure contains links to a horse cult buried in Kazakhstan's steppes. The large-scale pyramid dates to the 2nd millennium BC. The structure is unlike any other discovery in Central Asia. As reported by Ancient Origins, the structure has remained obscure for centuries, but the veil has recently been lifted. Archaeologists diligently excavated a segment of the Kirikungir Monumental and Funerary Complex in Tukhtamis, 420 miles southeast of Astana, Kazakhstan's capital. On August 8th, the Gumilyov Eurasian National University announced that archaeologists had traced the pyramid's origins to the Bronze Age. According to Ulan Umidkaliev, head of the Eurasian National University's Archaeology and Ethnology Department, the pyramid is a very sophisticated and complex structure. It features several circles in the middle, with the exterior walls dominated by visions of various animals, especially horses. These features speak to the geometric precision of the ancient architects. Each face of the pyramidal structures measures approximately 42 feet, with each terminal of the wall adorned with an upright black stone facing outward. Its builders used a different kind of rock to construct an imposing exterior wall between these markers. Since 2014, excavators have been uncovering groupings of sepulchral hillocks originating from the Saka period, from the mid-century BC to the mid-1st century AD, and the Hun period, from the 4th to 6th century AD. Excavators have found mortuary contents like ceramic containers, culinary tributes, and bronze beads at these burial sites. In this most recent dig, excavators found an assortment of pottery, gold earrings, and other adornments. According to Umidkaliev, these are shining examples of the pyramid's former role as the pulsating heart of ancient cultural expression. At this site, the team continues to uncover more pieces of Bronze Age civilization. The tribes that inhabited this region served as conduits for cultural exchange, trade, and movement during the Bronze Age. They made many landmark achievements and transported language, food, and ideas across the ancient east-west trade routes. Various nomadic and semi-nomadic cultures in the steppe region relied on animal herding as a primary means of subsistence. These cultures included the Yamnaya, Andronovo, and Srubna in Eastern Europe and Central Asia. They are known for their expertise in horse domestication, which facilitated mobility and warfare. The steppe cultures also interacted with sedentary civilizations located on the periphery of the steppe, such as the Sumerians, Akkadians, and later the Persians and Chinese. Next, we look at the origins of cattle brought to the Americas by European colonizers. Digging deeper than popular American cowboy iconography, researchers have now shown that African cattle were present in America more than a century before previously recorded accounts. As reported by SciTech Daily, it was already widely known that the Spanish introduced cattle to America by transporting them from Europe via the Canary Islands during the very early stages of colonization. Portuguese and Spanish records reference breeds from the Andalusian region of Spain, but do not mention transporting cattle from Africa. Some historians infer that the omission indicates that the first wave of colonists relied entirely on a small stock of European cattle that were initially shipped to the Caribbean islands. According to a postdoctoral associate at the Florida Museum of Natural History, Nicholas Del Sol, early studies confirmed that colonists brought a few hundred animals to Hispaniola in the early 16th century and bred them locally. From there, the cattle population spread across America. Researchers suspect historical records are incomplete and that enslaved Africans played a vital and often unrecognized role in the development of cattle ranching in the colonial period. According to Del Sol, the earliest ranchers in Mexico were nearly all of African ancestry. Modern American cattle DNA reveals a history of hybridization with breeds from Africa and Asia. However, it is impossible to pinpoint when these events happened without archaeological data. The first record of African cattle in the Americas dates to the 1800s, when colonizers moved humped zebu from Senegal and Ndama cattle from Gambia across the Atlantic to similar environments. Europeans also imported cattle from India that had been domesticated in Southeast Asia for thousands of years. The hybridization among these cattle resulted in common breeds like the Senepal from the Virgin Islands and the American Brahm from the tropics, which still exist today. Whether these records represent the commencement of importing cattle or the continuation of a long-standing practice that has gone undocumented remains to be determined. According to Del Sol, the only way to know is to sequence ancient DNA from cows and bulls preserved during the colonial period. After gathering 21 bones from various archaeological sites in Puerto Rico and central Mexico, Del Sol compared their genetic sequences with those of modern breeds worldwide. As expected, most sequences shared a relationship with cattle from Europe. However, six of the bones from Mexico had sequences common in African cattle and breeds present in southern Europe, which was crucial. A cow's tooth found in Mexico City was unique among the rest. Researchers found a short sequence unknown anywhere other than Africa within the tooth's mitochondria, meaning that the cow's breed originated in Africa. The cow the tooth came from likely lived in the late 1600s, which indicated the introduction of African cattle was more than a century earlier than previously recorded. The bones also show a pattern of increasing genetic diversity. The oldest bones originated in Europe, yet later sites in Mexico descended from animals common in the Iberian Peninsula and Africa. The results suggest that Spanish settlers began importing cattle directly from West Africa as early as the early 1600s. Our third story takes us to Albania, in the turquoise waters of Lake Ohrid, where scientists have uncovered what may be Europe's earliest sedentary lakeside community. As reported by CBS News, the shore of Lake Ohrid once hosted a settlement of stilt houses 8,000 years ago. Using radiocarbon dating, scientists estimate the site dates between 6,000 and 5,800 BC. Archaeologists also found that the community was protected behind a fortress of defensive spikes. According to archaeology professor Albert Hafner of Switzerland's University of Bern, the site is the oldest lakeside village in Europe, as it is nearly 1,000 years older than other early lakeside sites in the Mediterranean and Alpine regions, which date to around 5,000 BC. The scientists believe the village was once home to between 200 and 500 people, with houses built on stilts above the water or in regularly flooded areas. For the last 4 years, Hafner and his team have been excavating on the Albanian side of Lake Ohrid, on the mountainous border between North Macedonia and Albania. During a recent dive, archaeologists found that the settlement was covered with thousands of spiked planks that were used as defensive barricades. Researchers estimate the villagers drove roughly 100,000 spikes into the bottom of the lake. According to Hafner, the villagers would have needed the wood of an entire forest to protect them in this way. Now, the archaeologists are searching for the reason why the village needed such extensive protection. Archaeologists have also uncovered fossilized fragments of wood and prized pieces of oak. Using tree rings, the team reconstructed the daily lives of the village's inhabitants. According to Albanian archaeologist Adrian Anastasi, analyzing the tree rings provides valuable insights into the climatic and environmental conditions of the village. Still, their research has been very meticulous in order to understand its structure without damaging it. Anastasi wants to understand why the builders constructed their village on stilts and in such a difficult and complex way. Archaeologists will take another 2 decades to fully uncover the site and draw final conclusions. For now, they believe the village relied on agriculture and domesticated livestock for food after finding various seeds, plants, and animal bones. Each excavation continues to yield valuable information, allowing the team to imagine life along Lake Ohrid's shores thousands of years ago within their dwellings and community. We end this week in China, where researchers have uncovered fragments of a lower jaw belonging to an unknown human lineage. According to the new study, the jawbone is around 300,000 years old and belonged to a young teenager with a unique mosaic of ancient and modern traits. As reported by Live Science, the fossil traits are open to interpretation and could be related to modern humans or other branches of the human lineage. In the last decade, researchers have discovered the remains of 16 individuals at the Hualongdong site in east-central China, 750 miles south of Beijing. The previous analysis estimated the remains to be between 275,000 and 331,000 years old. This time period is essential to understanding our evolution, but is complicated by the presence of now extinct but related groups such as the Neanderthals and Denisovans. Researchers discovered a near-complete skull at the Hualongdong site that they refer to as HLD-6. In 2019 and 2021, studies showed that this 12 to 13-year-old individual had a modern human-like face, but a skull that resembled the earliest Homo sapiens. After discovering the jaw in December 2020, researchers examined and reconstructed the bone for further analysis. Using geometric morphometrics, Xu Jiewu and Wu Liu of the Chinese Academy of Sciences in Beijing compared HLD-6's mandible measurements to those of 83 other known fossil hominins. Although HLD-6 had features suggesting the teen had a chin, researchers concluded the teen did not. Even though HLD-6 has modern human-like facial bone features, the lower jaw has a more complex set of features that match Middle Pleistocene human lineage diversity. This means that Hualongdong individuals could be related to modern humans, Neanderthals, Denisovans, or an entirely other lineage. According to the research leader of human evolution at the National History Museum in London, Chris Stringer, the skull and mandible are interesting. Still, HDL-6 is not closely related to Homo sapiens. The data presented supports the idea of a third human lineage in China. Stringer was not involved in this study. Michael B.C. Rivera, a biological anthropologist who also was not involved in the study, adds that because so few fossils of this period had been found previously, researchers were unable to understand the variety associated with the Middle Pleistocene. Our understanding of our evolutionary past is still incomplete, but this fossil may show that it was more complex and gradual than previously believed. That wraps up the news for this week. For more stories and daily news updates, visit Archaeologica on the World Wide Web at archaeologica.org, where all the news is history. I'm Laura Kennedy, and I'll see you next week.
This has been the audio news from Archaeologica, presented by the Archaeology Channel. Be sure to check back with us next week for our next edition. You can spread the word about the audio news by clicking on the Share This link on our audio news webpage, or just by telling your friends. Thanks very much for stopping by.